Green Willow Books and Harper Audio present Now Entering Adamsville by Francesca Zappia. Performed by Amanda Dolan. 1. George Masrell's house went up in flames at 2:59 a.m. on a frost-tipped October morning. Masrell was 80, lived alone on the northeast side of town, and spent his days cleaning the bathrooms at Adamsville High. He was liked in the way outdoor art installations are liked, for his quirks and his reliable permanence. His permanence ended while Adamsville slept. In an hour or two, news crews would arrive, suburbanites would wake for their morning routines, and stories would begin to form. How it happened, why it happened, whether or not Masrell would, or was already, haunting the ashes of his house or the hallways of the high school. Because Adamsville was so obsessed with its ghosts, it couldn't even hold off for a couple of hours after an old man died. I was the first one to know something had happened, because at 2:55 that morning, all the ghosts in town looked to the northeast, toward Masrell's house. In the street and in yards, peering out windows and patrolling the sidewalks. They stopped. They turned. They stared. Mom had always told me to pay attention when the ghosts reacted, because they rarely reacted to things in our world, but they always reacted to things in theirs. I paused in the driveway, skin crawling on the back of my neck. Then I heard footsteps coming toward me, and a faint voice said, "Zora?" It was 2:56 when I jumped inside a plastic.